years ago, I decided to get involved in politics. I got involved with the Freedom Party provincially and the Canadian Alliance back in 2002.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, I remember back then I was fed up with Jean Chrétien, and there was Stephen Harper at 7% in the polls provincially and was knocking on doors in Stratford. I helped out for 3 months in a by-election up there, and people were telling me, you know, that Stephen Harper, he's nothing as good as a guy like good old Joe Clark.
Mm-hmm.
And but eventually, I mean, through many years of hard work, we got you know, Jean Chrétien out, and you know, I'm looking to do hopefully the same with Freedom Party, and invite any of your listeners to join us at Freedom Party. We got a by-election coming up soon, and we're getting ready to announce our candidate for that.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for your call. Appreciate it. Wow, 643-1290 is my phone number. Let's go to Reg before I move on to the teachers, because Reg has been waiting since McGuinty was first elected. Hey, Reg.
Good morning, Al.
Morning.
I'm sure the Windsorites are going to welcome you back home.
I don't do talk shows in Windsor.
Oh, okay.
This is it. You guys are the victims. This is it.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I wouldn't give them $3.13, never mind $313,000.
Yeah, me neither.
They've ruined their province, Al. Him and the rest of his cronies. It's an outright shame, Al, what's happened.
Okay, no 313 for Dalton. Thank you very much for your call, Reg. All right, lines are open. We'll take a break in a sec. Please call up. And don't forget, you can call on anything. We've opened the topics for whatever you like. This is my final day, so in case I miss something important, just give me a call, let me know. We're not closing it to Dalton and 313,000. You can call on that if you like. I'm trying to understand this. I got my laptop open. All right. And I'm looking at the controlyourfuture.ca, controlyourfuture.ca website. And blah, 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 ETFO summary chart of the deal, teachers in the government. So under attendance recognition, this is the ETFO summary of it. This isn't the Toronto Star summary of it. This is, you know, right from the horse's mouth. ETFO members of teacher bargaining units who use fewer than six sick days in 2013-2014 will receive the equivalent of a full day's pay. What? So, the first 11 days, they get 100% pay if they're sick, okay? Then there's another 120 days, 90% pay, whatever. But what they're saying here is, if you're a teacher and you don't use your days. So, for example, if you use fewer than six sick days in 2013-2014, you'll get equivalent of a full day's pay. So they pay you if you don't use your sick days. Who is that fair to? Well, what is that? So if I'm really sick, somebody else gets money that I don't get? I was sick, I'm sorry, I got a virus? They pay me a salary as a teacher. They give me bunches of benefits, and then they say, well, if you didn't take six sick days, we'll give you 1 day's pay because you didn't take six sick days in the 2013-24 year. Their theory is, well, we're giving you an approximation, we, the government, giving the board, an approximation of the money we pay to cover sick days. So, look, if you don't take them, the board saves money, so we'll give it to you, the teacher. Does anybody get that? These people are Klingons. They're from another planet that does not relate to our planet. There is no relationship. We got people in London can't find work even though they just graduated from Western. We have people in London who are a couple and together they make $25 an hour and they got a couple of kids. We have 9.8% unemployment. We live in an industrial part of Canada, southwestern Ontario, that doesn't really have that bright a future from what we're told because of industry kind of going elsewhere, can you say China? And here we have teachers, and we say, well, if you don't take your sick days, we'll give you some money. So what does that mean? Do they come to school sick to get the check? How fair is that? It's not. It's ridiculous. It's as ridiculous as politicians who get a severance check when they quit. Makes no sense whatsoever. You're getting ripped off again. Lines are full. Keep trying to call, please. We'll get to these callers right after we take a break. on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
519-643-1290.
This is Al sitting in for Andy. Andy is back on Monday, my final day here, so bring up anything you like. The ETFO website also says sick days can be carried over. If you didn't get sick this year, you can use it next year. Carry your sick days over. You know what? I don't get this. I didn't do university math, and I think what they do is they write these contracts so you can't find the tricks. And you can fool the electorate if they can't find the tricks. The ETFO website says sick days can be carried over. See, they're getting rid of the banking of sick days, but now you can carry them over, and you can get paid if you don't use them. Wow. Good morning, Mark.
Hello.
Yes, how do you feel about this?
Well, how I feel is I strongly believe what Dalton McGuinty did along with his government is very sickening, appalling, and I'm disgusted. And, you know, I don't trust these people. And, you know, and Mr. McGuinty getting what he got, that's shameful. And, you know, I remember Deb Matthews saying that Christopher Bentley is an honest man. I remember her saying that on TV. What a load of crap. And I'll take my comment off the air.
Anything else you'd like to say?
No, that'll be all.
You're very frustrated. Do you think most Ontarians are frustrated or can Win Ginty trick them and get elected this fall?
Highly unlikely. I think people of Ontario are probably fed up and very frustrated too.
Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. So let's go to Ed. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. I agree wholly with what the caller just said, and I would like to thank you for coming to London. I've enjoyed you. But most importantly, there's no method to fire someone in politics when they have goofed the way these people have and have put Ontario right into such debt. What else can I say except people are completely not only frustrated, but they become apathetic, and that shows up in the number of people that vote.
Here's a question for you. So in the U.S., this is interesting. In the U.S., then, you can impeach the president. There was an impeachment vote against Bill Clinton, for example, and then the whole Richard Nixon thing, threatened with impeachment, so he quit. So you can impeach them and get them out, but here you can't, right?
Correct. And that's where our system fails. And we need to get someone who's going to put a system in place like that on their platform. Thank you very much, Al.
Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Thank you very much for calling up. Alan, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Well, it was nice having you in London, Al.
Well, I enjoyed being here.
But listen, I got to tell you, I'm really sick of these naysayers who are putting down the Liberals as if Harris was any good. You know, and I got to tell you that I just got back from China. And I'm here to tell you, we've already won the lottery. These people who think the provinces went to hell in a handbasket have no idea what they're talking about.
Why do you say that?
Well, because we live far, far better than the Chinese do, for example. And people are comparing us to what? Harris?
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah. So we have won the lottery. It's great to live in Ontario. It hasn't went to hell in a handbasket. It might not. No politician's perfect, but it's not as bad as people are making out.
All right, Alan, I appreciate your call.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Now, I told you at the beginning when I started here, I like it when people with different opinions call up. I don't have to yell at them. I'm okay with that because it's good to have this kind of a debate. And I think what most people are calling about, though, is let's not, like, lose it, what we've got. And we start to feel that we are losing it because of lack of quality political leadership. But I did appreciate his call. Yep, I did. 643-1290, that's my number. 643-1290, Dalton McGuinty gets $313,000 severance. Do you think that's right or not right? Teachers are getting 2% raise. It's the raise they missed. So, you know, that's only fair, according to the government. I'll tell you what's fair. You pay the good teachers better than you pay the bad teachers. That's what's fair. The government prides itself on, now we're going to pay, you know, Ontarians want all kindergarten teachers to make the same money everywhere. No, they don't. What Ontarians want is for their kids to be educated. They don't care about teachers or about buildings. They want their kids to be educated. So what Ontarians want, which Liz Sandals doesn't understand, they want good teachers, not bad teachers. So maybe you pay good teachers better than you pay bad teachers till the bad teachers become the good teachers. That's what should be in the contracts. And the ability to fire a teacher over quality. There are plenty of really good teachers out there. My kids have had many good teachers. I personally appreciated that, and so did my kids. But some teachers not that great, and that's where the focus should be. Quality of education, and not jacking up every teacher's salary because they're a huge voting block and a huge interest block. So that's what people really want. Good morning, Larry.
Hi. I'd have to bet that your last caller is from a public sector union and is now sucking a big fat pension out of those of us in the private sector who are paying for it.
I don't know, but I let him talk.
Well, anyway, as far as the McGinty pensioning off, et cetera, that's just another crime against the rest of us. The teacher situation, I agree with you completely about there should be a better way to compensate teachers based on merit. And the whole situation as far as the teacher's contract is just another method of the Liberals buying up votes. If you look at the division, urban centers with large public sector unions and people who are literally living off the tax revenue from the private sector probably outnumber us, and that's one of the reasons we have a balance where now we can't have a majority government with any party in power, simply because we have such a large voting block of public sector union members who are protected by the Liberal government.
All righty. Thank you for your opinion. Appreciate it very much. And hang on a second. Rick, you've been waiting, so please go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. You know, as far as the quality of education in Ontario is concerned, and the cost of education in Ontario is concerned, I just wanted to point out that, you know, as long as education fully stays within the public sector, and there's no competition per se, I don't think you're ever going to see the quality of education improve dramatically. There's no reason in the world why, since education revenues are allocated to schools based on the number of students, why that money couldn't be allocated to the private sector and let them teach the kids. You know, they can be held accountable for a quality of education standard that the government puts out. But why not put education into the private sector as well and give private sector education facilities access to the taxpayers' money, which is actually their money, and let's see who can produce the better students.
That works for me, but it's never going to happen.
Well, you know what? It happened when all of a sudden the Catholic School Board got it. You know why?
Right.
Why not any other kind of
because that's enshrined in the Constitution. But I see your point. You're making a very good point. Anywhere where there's no competition, absolutely. You know what's interesting is, like, if a worker is on a job, there's a supervisor determining whether he's doing a good job, right? And he's making what? Like some simple little toaster. But when there's somebody who's making a child's future, right? Nobody determines if they're doing a good job.
Well, there are people in the system, but where did they come from?
Right, that's what I meant.
These are usually teachers or educators that have come up through the system, who are then given the responsibility of supporting the system that's been feeding them for their whole life.
Right. Thank you very much for your call. You know, if they really were evaluating them, more of them would get fired, because being human beings, not everybody's going to do a great job all the time. News is coming up. We're talking about Dalton McGinty, $313,000 severance. Should he get it, yes or no? Here's an alternative. Should he contribute it to charity? Wingintie government gives English elementary school teachers a 2% raise. And they can carry over their sick days. It's like the phone company, the one in the U.S. You can carry your minutes over every month. And if they don't take a sick day or take whatever it is, they get... For every six sick days the teachers don't use, they get one day paid. Who can even figure that out? A couple of new topics coming up on the other side of 10 o'clock, too. So be back with me after the news. News Talk 1290, CJBK.